Today on A Moment of Science, we're talking ants. Scientists have discovered an ant supercolony that stretches over nearly 4,000 miles of southern Europe, all the way from Italy to Portugal.
An ant supercolony? Is that like a European Union of ants?
Kind of. It means that all these ants operate as if they're members of the same colony, even if they're separated geographically.
Wait, how can scientists know that? I mean, there must be hundreds of billions of them.
Well, these particular ants belong to an invasive ant species from Argentina that attacks the members of unrelated ant colonies and fights them to the death. So scientists realized the ants they collected were all members of the same colony when they pitted ants from different nests against each other, and they didn't fight.
So they must have all been the offspring of the small number of Argentine ants that founded the original colony.
Except that genetic testing proved that these ants weren't relatives. So now the hypothesis is that once these ants reached Europe, they had plenty of food and no natural enemies, so they no longer had to fight each other for survival. As a result, these ants lost the ability to recognize which ants belonged to their nest and which didn't, since that knowledge no longer helped them survive.
I wonder if there's a lesson in there for the rest of us.
Well, keep in mind that this is only true within the species and that these ants obliterated plenty of other species of ants, spiders, and insects that they encountered in their new habitat.
So much for romanticizing nature.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Deneet Brown with help from Henry Prang in the Medical Sciences Program. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.